JW Mobile.
Oh, yeah, hi, Dave, KF4DOS. This is N0TR.
Behind Zach's, because I can't get in. I can barely hear anything over there. So I figured I'd wait till I pulled out. But you don't have to not go back to the Toyota place. I don't either. I can go back. I don't want to buy that truck under their conditions, but I still want to buy the truck. You know what I mean?
And, you know, if I was really serious, I didn't, like my neighbor said, they offered me 10 for this one, and he says, tell them you want 30. But I don't like wasting people's time, and I didn't really go over there to buy that. I wanted to see one of those crowns, and they don't have any. But have they got the Tacoma you like?
They've got two different models of that. One of them's got like a full-fledged back seat. I don't like a truck with a back seat. I would rather have bed space than back seat space. And they've got another one that's called something different, and it's got like a half-hearted back seat, but it's got more bed space. So, and I think they got another one with a full bed. I haven't seen one of those yet. I think that's the next truck up there. That's not the size that I. That's not a Tacoma. That's the other one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Tundra. Oh, it's a monster. I don't think at my age I want to park that. I really don't have a need for that much horsepower or anything. And I got to tell you, this six-cylinder one, Dave, if you ever want to drive it, come on over and take it. It'll scat. It does real good. I really believe you, though, about that four-cylinder. Wow, that little sucker gets up and goes.
Partially due to the battery. I think the hybrid has the torque from the battery that, you know, even though it's not just the battery by itself like a Tesla, it's still got some torque to it. I think that's what makes up the difference for the four-cylinder. But my four-cylinder Toyota Tacoma does good, too. It's not, I mean, I wouldn't race it against the Nissan Maxima, but it goes as quick as I need it to go for when I'm hauling stuff.
Look at horsepower as burning the tires off the cars or anything, you know. I look at it as a safety factor, and it very definitely can save your life. Well, the Tacoma rides rougher than the Avalon, but, I like it. Now, it's four-door. It's real nice if you got to pick up anybody, like the grandkids and that now and then. And we don't need the extra space there anyway, and I got a topper on the back, and I had an alarm system put on it down at Cars LLC. I sure like their work. They really do nice work, Dave, and they got a plethora of different ones, I'm sure, but heck, they got one. Now, this has been years ago. I had the one put on this 2011. But you could start a car, say your wife was in California and she misplaced the keys, it would start it from here. They had everything anymore. But those people are out there towards the far end of the runway by the FedEx place, you know, only they're on the main street coming out of Greer, and it's called Cars LLC. And that's the first thing I did is have them put that on, and I don't regret it one bit. It is the handiest thing since false teeth, I'll tell you. It's Cars LLC, and it's a small place. It's on the right side, just before you get that big stoplight, just this side of the FedEx building. You know where I'm talking about out there, where you're coming in on, Vern Smith Park, where that stoplight, it's before you get to that on the right side. Kind of sits down in a hole a little bit. But they do all the, used to do all the alarm systems for Toyota. And come over someday, I'll show you how this one works. It's really neat. One of the features I like is if I remote start it, man, you can be inside Lowe's or Home Depot and it'll start it from a long ways, whereas on the Avalon, you couldn't do that. It was more complicated to add it, but I put one on there. But, for example, I can get out of the truck and, say, go into a Quick Trip, which we rarely do, but or a gas station, and you just hit the button twice on the key fob, turn the key off, take it out, and get out, shut the door, and lock it, and go on in. If somebody even tries to get it or breaks the glass or even shakes it, if they get inside, they touch the brake, it kills it. If you try to put it in gear, you won't go in gear. And it's just really a nice alarm system. Or if somebody hits it pretty good lick, and you can set that sensitivity, you know, it'll go off, and it sounds like a police car. But thankfully, I've never had anybody try to break into it. But it's really handy and pretty fail-safe. It really is. I think it was $400 back then, Dave.
I don't know what year they started it on the Toyotas, but most all of them that Amy's had since she had a Camry, which was about 6 Avalons ago, you could remote start with the key. But I think in the year that she's got Avalon right now, they moved that off of the key fob over to the cell phone. It was the Toyota app on the cell phone. You can remote start with that. But you have to pay them a monthly fee to do that. Yeah, I didn't like that at all. I just don't like the way their car manufacturers are going in general with that, trying their best not to use the money that they make wisely, but find other ways to make more money.
I agree with you. I seen something on the news about that the other day, and they're doing it on a lot of different things. But no, there's no charge on this. And when I had that topper put on down there on Wade Hampton, just before you get down there where you turn onto Church Street, it's on the left side of the road. I like to have a topper because you can put stuff in it and shut it and lock it. And I had them put one of those grounding switches on it, you know. And if you got a load of groceries and that or something, and somebody opens that back in, which I lock it, but say they did open it, it ain't like your horn beeping, let me tell you. It said, woo, 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 you know, and it is loud. And so I had them add that on there, and it interfaces with the alarm. But you're not going any place if you remote start that and somebody tries to get into it. I like it really well. And those people do really good electrical work. I watched them. And I used to wire large panel boxes for years, you know, that they ran a whole coal mine from one huge complex of panel boxes. And we'd wire those in all square bins, too, I might add. Then they started going to PLCs, of course, later, just as I retired. But, it's a good deal. It's something to consider, anyways, if you do get one, if it doesn't have a good alarm system. I had a glass breaking sensor put in the Avalon, and there's an oscillator in there. And it looks like a button, but it's not. It's just a little hole. And it listens, and if it hears glass break, it'll set it off. I thought it was part of it when we bought it over there at Augusta, but it wasn't, so I had it added on.
Go ahead, comment.
Yeah, just to circle back to Tesla, Mercedes, and for sure Tesla, you don't own the features of your cars for them. In the case of Mercedes-Benz, it's like $10 a month, $8 a month for if you want the heated seats. And since the car is internet connected, we can turn off the heated seats if you don't pay us the monthly subscription for the heated seats. In the case of Tesla, it's even worse because it's a battery. You actually have to pay for extra capacity of the battery. In other words, what happens is the charge controller is programmed to not fully charge the battery. Unless you pay an extra fee, you want to upgrade from the 200-mile battery to the 240-mile battery. It's an extra fee per month. You know, it's I think I described this before. It's all software. It's all soft engineering. You know, unlock these bits, unlock all these extra features. And, yeah, you know, that's why it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. If I had some, you know, not have it taken away at some future date.
Dave, I got to run, and Glenn, I got to run Bernice's, got my bacon, bacon tomato sandwich ready here and some side things with it, and so I'll say 73s and talk to you later, Dave. I imagine you're getting pretty close to home by now, too. Anyways, come check it out sometime if you want, Dave. W4DJW in 0TR, 73, Dave.
Down my street right now, but Glenn, I agree with you completely. If I bought it, it's mine. It's not theirs. You know, and if that continues to get worse and worse, we've only half ourselves to blame, because the people that buy it and pay for it are condoning it, and they're making it hard for everybody else. So, yeah, there's got to be some pushback one way or another there. I don't know what the pushback's going to be, but there's got to be some pushback on that, because that's just ridiculous. Anyway, I'm pulling in the driveway, going in to eat. Take care, Glenn. Good hearing from you. Enjoy your bacon sandwich there, Tom, and tell Bernice hello. That before DJW, clear.
You know, I just had that earlier. All right, well, we'll talk to you later. Yeah, I got to use Windows Installer disk. I want to get back to what I was doing. Anyway, you have a good one, 73s.